Good evening. Appreciate another opportunity I've got to bring you another lesson. Tonight I'd like to study from starting out in Mark 4, verse 3, about bearing fruit for God. It's important that we bear fruit because our spiritual life hinges on it. So in Mark 4, verse 3, it says, "Hearken, behold, there went a sower to sow, and it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on the stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on the good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. So what is this parable referring to? Let's skip to verse 20, and it gives us our answer. "And these are they which are sown on the good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. So, what is bearing fruit? In Colossians 1, verse 10, it says that you might walk worthy of the Lord and to all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So, doing good works is bearing fruit. And in Titus 2, verse 14, it says, "Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." We should be fruitful and zealous in every good work. It's necessary if we want to please God. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So without faith, it's impossible to please God, and without works, our faith is useless. In order to be pleasing to God, we have to have a working faith. In James 2, verse 14, it says, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone." And in verse 19, it says, "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But what thou know, a vain man, that faith without works is dead." And then in verse 26, it says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." It's made abundantly clear that we can't be saved without working faith. So how should our faith work? Our answer is in Galatians 5 verse 13, it shows a work that we should be doing all the time. Galatians 5 verse 13 says, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, not only to use liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." We need to be servants of each other, and by doing that, we are bearing fruit and have a working faith. In 1 Timothy 6, starting in verse 18, says that they do good and that they be rich in works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Here's another scripture directly stating that works are essential to eternal life. What if we don't do good works, and instead we are immersed in dead works? Well, dead works are a waste of our time that we could be using to do good things, and they choke us spiritually, so let's take another look at Mark 4, verse 18, which says, "And these are they which are sown among the thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful." The cares of this world choke us, and because of that, the word becomes unfruitful. In Hebrews 6, starting in verse 1, it says, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on into perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God." We need to turn from vanities, and because that's what we repented from when we became Christians. So what if we aren't bearing fruit for the Lord and we are wasting our life that he's given us? We're not being good stewards of what we're given, and we will be held accountable for that. So in Matthew 25, starting in verse 14, and we'll read through verse 30. Matthew 25, starting verse 14, it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his lord's money. After a long time the lord of those servants cometh, and reckoneth with him. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought the other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy lord. He also that had received 2 talents and came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee faithful over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast, that is thine. His lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and I gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we see what happens to those who do good with what they're given. They're rewarded greatly for those things. And also we see what happens to the ones who are not good stewards of what they're given. They are punished greatly for what they did. So how much fruit should we be bearing? 2 Corinthians 9, starting in verse 6, says, But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. That is, as it is written, He hath dispersed abroad, He hath given to the poor, His righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. We should sow and reap bountifully, as it says in verse 6. This will include abounding in every good work, as it tells us to do in verse 8. In Philippians 4, and starting in verse 17, Philippians 4 and verse 17 says, Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. As we go through our lives day by day, we should strive to abound in every good work, and by doing that, we are bearing fruit, laying foundation against the day of judgment, so that we can lay hold on eternal life, as it states in 1 Timothy 6, verse 19. In Matthew 10, and verse 40, Matthew 10 and verse 40, He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. He that receiveth the righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto thee one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. So if we do good for others in the name of a disciple, then we'll be reaping a reward that we will not lose. So our works do follow us. In Revelation 14, verse 13, it says, And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that I may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. So what we do here on earth will determine where we go, where our spiritual destination is. Let's close in Matthew 25, verse 34. Matthew 25, and starting in verse 34, it says, Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. When did they do all this? Our answer is in verse 40. The king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. So they, through a working faith, were blessed eternally to sit on the right hand of God. Hopefully, if we have a faith that works by love, someday we'll be called to do the same.